SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show's not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy. And remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast.
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast.
Yes, you are.
So on this episode of SwingerCast, what are we going to do, baby?
I think we should talk about what we just did.
Okay. Well, it is 12:30 in the a.m., and we just got back from...
It's a Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. A very hot time.
And, we just got back from a hot time. We had been on a camping trip, a family camping trip, for several days and got back yesterday. And we showered up. We took a nice, hot, erotic, very clean, soapy shower together. Got all cleaned up. And then we wanted to go out to a meet and greet last night. But we were just, after we got out of the shower, we were just too tired and didn't want to put our clothes back on, you know. One of those kind of things. So we stayed home and made some mad love, passionate love, for a long time. So tonight, being Sunday, you know, we missed all the couple get-togethers. So John put an ad out for someone to help him with a massage for me, right? What did your ad say? Or should we give our secrets?
Well, we've been doing these ads for quite some time now. I think that we should go ahead and break it out.
Spill the beans.
Spill it.
What? No, I mean, we prefer playing with couples and couples clubs and resorts and people. I mean, we always prefer playing with couples. But on some nights, like a Sunday night and not much stuff going on with couples, so we have. John did it once, the first time. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. Because we don't date and use the dating sites, the lifestyle sites, as the dating tool. We just use the lifestyle dating sites to find out what party's going on and to keep up with our friends around the country. But this is like, was it like a dating thing? You just like got horny one day, one Sunday, and put an ad out.
Just go ahead and say it on Craigslist.
Okay, yeah. And I couldn't fucking believe you had put an ad on Craigslist. I was like, what the fuck are you thinking about? You're crazy.
It is crazy.
And amazingly, it worked out that first time. And then the second time worked out. And now this time worked out. We've just been really lucky with single guys, or we're doing something right. Do you want to give away some of your Craigslist tips? Because, I mean... I was blown away when you told me you put an ad on Craigslist.
Yes.
A booty call kind of thing, but...
Well, yeah. It started out that I was going to put an ad on Craigslist for someone to videotape me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Just
looking for... That's what she did.
Figured yeah. It'd be easier to find a guy to do that than a girl. And we did find someone to record us. And you with them, and it ended up, but it was awful. And, yeah, so we put a few ads on Craigslist.
Oh, my gosh.
And
we've had some very hot times.
Yeah, but...
Success.
I want to say that I like to recommend it, because you got to know what to look for when you're posting on Craigslist.
Well, are you going to tell them?
What I look for, I just make it very simple. I put, like, two... directions in there for the guys. It's real simple. You know, put, you know, Sunday as the topic of the email. include a picture and make it, you know, G-rated or X, doesn't matter, but have fun with it. So when the replies come back, I just look and see, did the guy put a picture, or did he put the subject that I asked for? And if they didn't, then just into the trash.
Can't follow directions, huh?
Yeah. And then I call him. I call the guy, talk to him on the phone. That's important.
Yeah.
Because you can hear in somebody's voice if they're crazy or not.
Well, I mean, and also that seems to weed out a lot, I guess, just if they don't follow the simple.
If they can't follow a simple instruction in an email, you know, they're not going to be able to have that instruction in person either. You know, like, hey, you know, she likes this, she likes that, you know, she's not into that, whatever that is, but yeah.
Are there, like, people that go on Craigslist that are, like, professionals, or is that what mostly happens on Craigslist, or do you think?
I don't know.
Did you ever get any responses from, like, professional people trying to sell you a service or anything?
A couple of spams every once in a while, but nothing like, no.
So what are they talking when they say, watch out for fakes?
Oh, just people who say, oh, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to meet you over here with my girlfriend tonight. Yeah, she's really into you. She loves your pictures. Let's meet at a coffee shop. And then the guy gets there and he's like, you know what? She had to work. She couldn't make it, but damn, you're cute. You know?
Okay. Well, we've had, and tonight, since we didn't go out last night, we did, and our kids went to go spend the night with grandmother, with their grandmother. John put an ad out and for help with massage for me tonight.
This guy was totally new to the lifestyle. Totally new.
Yeah, that was his first time to meet with someone like someone like us.
And usually I would like stay away from somebody like that, because you want somebody who
has
experience.
Well, that was actually a turn on for me.
Yeah, I knew it was. And he was a nice
very
guy.
Very cute guy. Very
and
cute
he was
guy.
Cool. And
very cute guy.
I called him and we met him for a drink.
He lives in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
He lives in our neighborhood.
We met him at a bar, but we didn't even go inside. We just chatted out front and decided, let's go to his
place. We just like
place.
Looked at each other and smiled and gave each other hugs. And then he just said, you know, do you want to go, or let's
go to his place.
Yeah. And, very nice place. He's a very good host. I don't know. I mean, I could tell he was nervous. Wasn't he at first or not?
Yeah. He was trying to make sure you were very comfortable, and he was, you know, telling me that he had some, you know, massage oil for you that he had bought, and he was asking me to check it out, and he was very excited. He was fairly ready to go, you know, but he was being cool.
Yeah.
You know?
And he asked us, is there anything you guys don't do, or what do you guys do? Or he was very respectful.
But he could not wait to give you a massage, and neither could I.
And he bought some nice massage oil that heated up. We went into the bedroom. I think I went to the bathroom for a second that was attached to the bedroom. So when I came back, you guys were sitting kind of like outside the door of the bedroom. Okay, let's come on. And I think you went into the bathroom, and he and I were standing in the bedroom. I turned back around, and he's standing there and starting to kind of take off his clothes, and I was taking off mine, and I told him, you know, well, I asked him, will you take my clothes off? Could take my clothes off for me? And so he started taking my clothes off, and I started taking his off while you were in the bathroom, because I wanted you to see I know you love seeing that.
I did. And when I came back out of the bathroom,
you came back out of the bathroom.
You had your shirt off, but he was just taking your bra off and slipping it down your shoulders. And
I love that too. Yeah. I just love it. Hot. I get all butterfly inside. I totally in my belly.
Yeah, I love watching guys take your clothes off.
Yeah,
that was hot.
So you took my clothes off, and I laid down on my stomach on his bed. And then I was laid like the regular way, and he said I should lay across the other way so you both could get on my side. It's a high bed. It's a pretty high bed. It's high up. And he was on the end of the bed. I was laid across the end of the bed. John was on the bed. He was on the side of me. You guys were giving me massage. You guys were touching me with that oil that heated up. And I could tell, I mean, he was very kind of soft and gentle at first, you know. Especially when he was down around my thighs, my inner thighs. Kind of, I could tell he was nervous a little at first. But then y'all kept switching positions. He would be down on my legs, and you would be up on my back and my ass and giving me like a deep tissue massage. And I would feel his hands just kind of brushing closer to my inner thighs. I don't know. And I let that massage go on a long time. Were you, like, ready for me to, like, end the massage?
No, not at all.
I was being a little selfish, I thought, letting that massage go on for a long time.
No, I love doing that. No.
It was just turning me on with him massaging my calves, you know?
Yeah, it was hot.
And you were massaging down my spine, and he was on my calves. I mean, that was just back of my knees. Just, that was just hot. It went on for a long time. Then I started grabbing onto your tics and giving you guys hand jobs at the same time, and I was kind of going to the beat of the song that was playing on the radio.
Yeah, you were.
I think it was Another One Bites the Dust.
It was.
Butter-dum, bum, bum. Butter-dum, bum, bum, butter-dum. But I was totally giving you guys hand jobs. I found myself doing it to the beat of the Another One Bites the Dust. And then you guys were still massaging me while I was doing this. It just felt good. And it was kind of fun. You guys were both real hard. Very hard. And I think I turned my head over and started sucking his dick first. Didn't I?
Mm-hmm. And then I slipped down between your panties and started going down on you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you were going down on me, and I was sucking his dick.
Mm-hmm.
I flipped over. I know, pretty quickly, he almost came, you know. It was like, I mean, I barely had my mouth around his dick and was giving him head when I could feel him almost coming, and he kind of had pulled back a little bit. I guess he did that like 5 times throughout the night. Pulled back for a second and then came back. I was that was pretty impressive. And you were sucking me and fingering me and making me come. And I was just like sucking his dick like you were, you know, when I was coming. And to the beat of that. And it was great. It was awesome. I started kissing you, and he went down on me. And he was fingering me. I mean, I was worked up. You had me so worked up. And then he was fingering me. And he was kind of picked up on your pace. You know what I mean? He didn't, like, start out too slowly. when it was his turn. He already kind of, he picked up on your rhythm or your, where you had left off, you know. He was fingering me big time. I mean, he was doing some, try to make you squirt.
No, that was
techniques,
that
I'm
was
sure.
Like the that was really one of the hottest parts of the night for me, because while he was doing that, I was
he
just
had
like
my lips,
I was on your breasts.
Yeah, you were like, sucking my.
I felt like we were devouring you. Like he was eating you. I was eating your breasts, and we were just like, wow.
There was one time when both of you were had one of my breasts, and y'all were sucking me and fingering me at the same time.
When we started fingering you together.
So after he was fingering me, you started fingering me too. You came down while you were kissing my tits, and you moved your hand down right on my clit, and that was hot.
Yeah,
I was really coming. I mean,
he was fingering you, and I was playing with your clit.
And then you whispered to me, I want him to fuck you first or something.
Yeah.
Can you say that?
I wanted to watch you get fucked while you slept.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, God. You guys had me so, so turned on. And so, and I orgasmed. And I had multiple orgasms already with you guys fingering me and going down on me. It's like, wow. So I was ready.
And you asked him, you know, what position do you want to be in?
Oh, no, he asked me that. He asked me what position. I was like, well, what position do you like? Or you want to be in?
He wanted to be doggy.
He wanted to do me from behind, he said. So, kind of, he positioned me on the end of the bed with my body over the end of the bed. And, John was on the bed, and it was a high bed, so it was the perfect height for me to stand up, lean forward, lean onto the bed, onto John's cock, and he slowly put his dick into me, very, very slowly, I mean. And then he started really very soft and gently having sex with me. And I could, you know, I wanted a little more, but I could see him like easing up on his
tempo.
His tempo, or just, you know, kind of going a little bit stronger, a little bit harder. And it just gradually just kept going up and up and up in its intensity, and for a while there, I was like, I mean, oh man, he was fucking me pretty hard, and I was sucking your cock and just going up and down on your cock with my mouth, and you came.
Oh, it was so hot. I came. In your mouth while he was fucking you. God, it was so hot.
He was really turned on that you came in my mouth. He said something. And then he just amped up big time after that. And then he came. I came a couple of times in between there. So that was a great time. Now John's sitting here with his heart on. Wants to get naughty.
Now? Yeah.
So, we'll be signing off for some more naughty time.
And so, that was a very hot time, and we thought about ending the podcast right there, but I got turned on listening to it, and I hope you all enjoyed it.
And, I did, too.
We decided we would play a little bit of our video that we made together on another time that we had and kind of do a little commentary about it.
Yeah, that very positive, sensual, fun experience last night got me thinking about that first time we mentioned it.
On the boat.
On the boat. When you...
made a video.
Made a video and put an ad on Craigslist that we wanted someone to videotape us. And he was actually the second response from that ad. The first one was a lot of fun, too.
I made a posting on Craigslist again. And this guy, it was a little different posting. I said that we were looking for someone to help us make a video. And that we would prefer to do it in a hotel room. And this guy wrote back and said, well, I don't have a hotel room, but I have a yacht, a 49-foot Riviera, and you guys are welcome to come and use the boat.
The whole adventure of it. I mean, I was nervous as hell that you put that out. And then I started, and I was actually a little mad at you at first, putting that out. I was like, what? You're putting that on Craigslist that we want a video? And then I started thinking about it and looking at the responses. Because you also put, you know, looking for a location too, a sexy location.
We had responses from all over. We had guys that sent us links to their photo studios, to their office. Guy wanted to do like an office scenario with you.
He was like the CEO of a company or something, and he wanted to... after hours office, open up his office to us. I mean, it's sweet.
But we picked this guy because he had a boat. And you say you're scared or whatever, mad, but I knew you were down for an adventure. And going out on a boat, that's
well,
a lot
it wasn't
of fun.
Just because he had the boat locale. He was very respectful and he was cool.
And he could put...
And you put up quite a few little... testers out in that ad to weed out some people, again with the following directions.
And this guy wrote us back a very well written response about why he would be good for the part, I guess.
And he said cool, and you talked to him on the phone several times, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I called him up and chatted and told him, you know, hey, we're definitely for real. And if we say we're going to be somewhere, we'll be there. We'll be late, but we'll be there. He said, well, you know what? He was real cool about it. He's like, let's come on down to the boat, and we'll meet before we go on. And if you guys are not into me for whatever reason, you know, he's like, no harm, no foul. We can have a good laugh about it and each mm-hmm. go our separate ways. You know, he was a no-pressure kind of guy.
Yeah, it's very cool. But this whole adventure thing, I wasn't really... too keen on the idea of you videotaping at first, but I knew that was a fantasy of yours.
When you're like 75 and you get to go back and watch this video, you'll be thanking me.
And I didn't realize that you were going to have two video cameras.
Well, that's the best way, because when you get down to the action, you have one on a tripod and us guys can share the other one. And even at some point you took over the camera. So all three of us had fun with
the camera. I know. And I soon forgot about the tripod that you had set up with that one camera. Anyway, the whole adventure of it was exciting. Just driving over to the marina. It was on a Sunday afternoon as well, right around sunset. And we met him out front and he walked us to the yacht or boat or whatever you want to call it. And it was one of the bigger ones in the marina. I was like, wow. And he was very cool. We talked with him, had a drink. I mean, we just really...
Felt comfortable
with him and enjoyed his company. He was around our age, and he was just a cool guy. And very hot, by the way. Very, very hot. I don't know, but I guess what we're going to do is watch the video that we recorded. Since this was... or a few months ago when this happened. But we're going to watch the video, and I guess try to record audio of us talking about it? Or what are we going to do, John? What do you want to do?
I think we should watch the video. And, you know, normally when we go out, we record like the next day. So the memories are fresh in our mind. But now, you know, a couple months later, we can go back and watch this video and use it to help us jog our memory of the play-by-play and the things that we did. And with your permission, I'll put just a small piece of this video up on our homepage, if you're cool with that. No faces. Are you cool with that, baby?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think so. This will be kind of a new experiment with audio.
So if this were on a DVD, this would be the bonus feature, I guess, the director's commentary.
But it's on audio, so that might be interesting. I don't know.
So let me set it up and we'll play it now. So it kind of started out on the boat. We went up to the captain's chair and had a cocktail up there, and I put the camera down.
What would be the biggest turnout for me would be for me to go down there, go to the restroom, freshen up my cocktail, and come back. And then watch it later.
You want something to be able to go back and watch.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Okay.
I think that would be...
I left the room and this is what happened. I didn't see that? Wow.
That would be a turn-on for me. that's what I'm going to do.
That's a guy thing.
Goodbye.
You just totally did that. It was like he was sitting in the captain's chair. There you...
Goodbye.
You leave now and... The camera's just showing his legs spread in my ass, and he's massaging my ass with his hands.
I just thought it would be hot.
My jeans.
I just thought it would be hot. I knew if I left, I said I'd go get us a freshen up drink, and when I come back, I'd like to see you guys going at it. And I just left the recorder going.
What an icebreaker there, John. Oh, yeah, and that song came on.
What song?
Heartbreaker.
Look at he's really grabbing
you.
Grabbing your ass.
Damn it.
I'm taking his shirt off.
Pat Benatar. Ooh, I'm taking his shirt off. Yeah. God, yes. Hot chest. Look at that hair. I'm pulling his red... shorts off.
He was already way hard.
Oh, God. Yeah. Wow. It's hard. I start sucking it.
He's got your shirt like halfway off. And you just...
Yeah.
You give a great blowjob, baby. Goddamn. No wonder these guys almost come right away. You're like really into it. You're not just giving a blowjob just to...
What were you doing?
I was getting a drink. I was pouring a drink. I haven't come back yet because the camera is still stationary.
Were you just like kind of waiting for a while?
I kind of stood downstairs a little bit.
Oh, here you come.
I came back and then I grabbed the camera and...
You got it at a different angle.
You were telling
me... Got that blowjob up close.
You were telling me that he shaved for you and...
Oh, I know. He did.
Smelled good. And there you are, just taking all this cock. God damn.
I mean, let's give her a single. He's got his ball. A single guy. He's got his... He had his ball shaved and everything. He smelled really good, too.
I think he had been in the lifestyle before.
Yeah, he had.
When he was with another girl. So he knew what...
Mm-hmm.
He knew what the drill was.
He did. Oh, God. That was the first time I really kissed him. Right there. Yeah, the goatee.
Yeah, you got good technique. You're using your hand and your mouth on his cock.
Okay, and that, we went right to the bedroom. I still have my clothes on. I have my...
Yeah, and then he started...
He's taking my...
Taking your clothes off, and I'm just watching...
My white sweater.
Filming.
I'm standing in front of him. The bed's in our... Behind him. And there's mirrors.
We're down below in the cabin. down below in the cabin, and it was a big, big bed.
He just took my bra off, and he put both of his hands on my tits. He's standing behind me. Now he's kissing my neck. Oh, my God. He's sucking my earlobe, massaging my breast. My hand. Oh, he's unbuttoning my pants. My jeans. He's got them off. And he's rubbing. I still have my G-string on. He's rubbing my tits with one hand and massaging my pussy with the other on top of my panties. Oh, he's sucking my tit. Now we kiss. We're standing up and he's rubbing his hands all over my body. We're kissing.
You guys were really going at it for a long time then.
Yeah. I was rubbing his head, his forehead. Bald head. Ooh, now he's pulled my panties off. What's this pussy? I'm laying there and put my legs over his shoulders, and he's kneeled down at the end of the bed, licking my pussy. I lay back. Oh my God. He's taking one hand and rubbing it up my pubic bone with his finger on my clit, and it's licking me too. My back's arched, my head's back, and he's touching me, licking me, fingering me. You get hard. You're standing on your knees next to me with your dick all hard. I start sucking it, and I'm rubbing it. His head, he comes up and he kisses me. I start sucking his dick. You were fingering me. Getting a close up. Did you grab another camera to get a close up of that?
Yeah.
Sucking his dick. Oh, and then I'm sucking yours.
Yeah, we're both have our cocks in front of your mouth.
Oh, wow. Sucking your cock and holding on to his. And I'm sucking his. Oh, rubbing yours. Oh, and I just love holding on to two cocks like that. One on each side of me. Oh, and he's playing with my clit again. He's separating my lips with his fingers.
He has the camera now.
Oh, he has the camera. Oh, yeah. He's getting a shot of me sucking your dick and him fingering me.
Now it's back to me with the camera.
Oh, my God. He's just stuck his middle finger inside of me. I'm sucking his dick. And he's shining the camera down on my face. I'm still sucking his dick, and you've got your cock inside of me. Fucking me. Good.
While I'm fucking you, at some point, you're going to tell him to kiss you.
Both are grabbing my tits. You're laying down beside me with your dick and still inside of me. We're kind of like sideways, and he's grabbed hold of my ass. And he's shooting this.
Yeah, he's pushing your ass into my cock while you're sucking him and fucking him.
There it was. And he's kissing me now. Back to sucking his cock. Oh, we're kissing, me and you. Look, you're about ready to come. You got that look in your face. Oh, and you just came all over my stomach. I'm sucking his cock. He's got a shot. He's still got the camera. He's got a shot of all the cum on my stomach. Now I'm sucking his dick. I think you're getting the condom for him. He's putting it on his cock right there.
The condom goes on, getting between your legs.
I'm down on my back. Slides it in. I'm touching his muscular chest. He's got my legs spread up over my head. There we kiss.
He fucks you for a long time.
I'm holding on to my feet. He's fucking me good. He's holding my thighs down and he's sitting up with his legs straddled. He's really thrusting. My boobs are shaking, jiggling. With every thrust, wow.
No, this is the part that really turns me on. Like, locked eyes. Yeah, it really turned on right there.
Yeah. Yeah, he was doing a lot of eye contact with me. He's inches away from my face. We were looking. Close my eyes right there. I opened them.
Turns you over.
You're on your, I'm on my side.
On your side. Fucking
he's
you sideways.
Coming in sideways. Wow.
Grabbing your tits while he fucks you.
He's grabbing with his left hand on my right tit, and he's putting his right hand on my ass, and fucking me, using it to leverage his.
Oh, that's a hot shot right there. He's got your legs spread open. He's upright, fucking the shit out of you.
Oh wow, he's turning me over, doggy style. You're not talking much.
I'm watching. I like how you can see in the reflection of the mirrors all around.
Yeah, there was a mirror at the top of the bed. Oh, man. And I got up on my arms, looked into the mirror. I could see him. Oh, God. He's holding his hand, one hand. Oh, no. Both hands on my ass.
Doggy.
Wow. Again, my boobs are flopping around with every thrust.
It's hot.
grab the back of my neck. He's getting ready to come.
I was videotaping this whole thing.
He's doing a little fast action thrust right now. Here he goes. He's getting ready to come, I think.
No, I don't think so. I think this goes on, baby. You guys fought for a long time. Touching you from behind hard. I love the sounds you make. It's hot. I'm filming.
We've got to call him.
I'm filming in the mirror now. I can see. I'm shooting in the mirror, seeing him and you. He's really fucking
good. Oh, he just came. Oh, he just came. He's kind of collapsed on top of me with his dick still in me and his head on my back.
I'm about to pass out.
His head is still on my back. He's kissing my neck. He's still inside of me. He's kicking his legs. He's still inside of me. I was rubbing his back, and I turned around sideways with him still inside of me. And he's giving a kiss.
You're lucky.
Very hot.
Wow.
But it wasn't over from then. We went out and had a breather.
I'm so turned on right now. I'm just turned. That was awesome. I mean, yeah, we went out, had a drink, and talked, and had a great time talking, getting to know him better. And then we were out watching the sunset, and I was fully clothed. We were out on the deck, and there were people around, but we started getting horny again. You had put the cameras away long ago, but
yeah, this time
somehow I ended up on the bottom of the deck. Somehow we ended up on the bottom of the deck out there.
Yeah, we were on the deck of the boat, just full on getting at it. Me and you having sex on the boat, and you were giving him a blowjob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys both fucked me on the bottom of the deck of the hardwood.
I think he fucked you first.
Yeah, he fucked me first, but he didn't come. You fucked me. And then I was sucking his dick. You came, and he came in my mouth.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, was I bruised and sore the next day. No matter how hot that was, I will never lay down without a cushion on the bottom of a deck. That is like 100 times worse than a carpet burn ever.
It was hot while it was happening, though. You were very turned on that you were just getting fucked on the bed of the boat, on the boards of the boat.
Yeah.
You were just feeling really naughty.
Right, especially because there was...
People
we were...
See.
Not far from a park on this little peninsula area.
And other boats.
And other boats. So there were people right out there, and we were like doing it right under their nose. That was what was the turn off.
I fully expected when we stood up after that we were going to get like a round of applause because...
But no one saw us. No one saw us.
I think they heard us.
Oh, possibly so. And then saw like maybe a... you guys.
So we'll put a little bit of that video up on our site at spiritcast.com.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll have to get creative in editing some of the faces out and stuff like that, but you'll get the idea. So, while this might not have been really a, I guess, a lifestyle swinging experience, it is just some of the naughty fun that you and I get to have together.
Yeah, on Sundays.
On Sundays. It's not really, you know, I wouldn't really consider what we've done on this show to be really swinging.
No.
But you and I are...
It's just our naughty fun. We just happen to be swingers.
I had a blast. Mm-hmm. No regrets, no jealousy. Just, in fact, just more turned on even just after watching that and listening to you talk about it. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we have a lot of fun together, baby.
Me too.
So thanks, you guys, for listening. Hope you enjoyed this. Please let us know. John at SwingerCast or Allie at SwingerCast or post on our forum.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been holding out on that because those times are like very minority from how we usually
play. Yeah, but
completely a minority.
And we started not to even put this out as a podcast because it's really not what we do all the time. But
and it's not doesn't seem swinger to us. But I still enjoy playing with the couple the best.
You know, and I contacted him again last week, so he says that we can take the boat out again sometime soon.
That's by far, I think, my...
Favorite single guy.
Yeah, and he turned out to be so cool, and so the kind of guy we would hang out with in Vanilla World as well.
So, thank you guys for listening, and until next time, we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Que le vaya bien.